This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, March 24th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Dems decry gas regulations. California eyes farm worker citizenship. A 2040 goal for feed additives. And White House reconvenes food discussion. Dems blast regulations for high gas prices. The state Senate yesterday passed Governor Newsom's measure to penalize oil companies for high gas prices. Moderate Democrats reluctantly supported the bill, echoing several comments from Republican opponents of the measure. Senator Steve Blanford, a Democrat from Gardena, argued the legislature is, quote, not blameless when it comes to high prices. He said Sacramento's policies have contributed to more than half of California's refineries shutting down in the last two decades, forcing the state to rely more on imports to meet supply needs. Bradford also suggested his colleagues were conflating regulatory factors with market manipulation. Why it matters? Well, many of the arguments ran along similar lines to debates over agriculture policies. GOP Senator Shannon Grove of Bakersfield stressed that the oil producers in her district are price takers, not price makers. Senator Brian Dolly of Bieber argued that many Californians will still pay high fuel prices after the state phases out the sale of gas and diesel engines. I'm a farmer, said Dolly. We use combustible diesel on our farm, and we'll be using it in 2035. California could offer citizenship to farm workers. Senator Anna Caballero of Merced, former ag chair, proposing a partnership with federal agencies to grant agriculture workers permanent resident status. Her new bill would set up a work group to develop a pilot program. The workers would have to meet certain criteria to qualify, such as living in the U.S. 5 years, demonstrating good moral character, and having a clean record. Feed additive bill sets a 2040 target. New details have emerged on two bills aimed at scaling up the use of feed additives to reduce enteric methane emissions from livestock. Raising controversy in the dairy industry, one bill is pushing broadly incorporating additives by 2040. It would task a CDFA advisory panel with determining the exact goal and how to accomplish it, though it does specify the incentive program would be voluntary. The bill also calls for $10 million to fund research and demonstration projects. The Senate Environmental Quality Committee will consider the measure next week. A separate bill would have CDFA assume oversight of any FDA-approved additive. Despite recent amendments, the measure is still light on details and waiting for a committee assignment. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Funding-deprived Ag ARTA gets boost at House Ag hearing. Efforts to establish an agency in USDA to invest in high-risk, high-reward research got a boost at a hearing on Capitol Hill yesterday. Despite being authorized in the 2018 Farm Bill, Ag ARTA, the Agriculture Advanced Research and Development Authority, has never received enough funding to be created. The Ag ARTA concept is modeled after the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency and the Advanced Research Projects Agency Energy, which are aimed at developing breakthrough technologies. We're excited about the potential of the program. USDA's Undersecretary for Research, Education, and Economics, Shavonda Jacobs-Young, told the House Ag Committee's Conservation Research and Biotechnology Subcommittee. But she said, "We recognize that our resources are going to be needed to be successful," in response to questions from Subcommittee Senior Democrat Virginia Representative Abigail Spanberger, who said Ag Arda has, quote, tremendous potential. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Food as medicine among issues for White House meeting. Healthy foods are back on the agenda at the White House today, building off the White House Conference on Hunger, Nutrition, and Health held in September. Administration officials, food industry leaders, and nutrition advocates will be discussing ongoing efforts to expand access to healthy foods and food as medicine. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack and Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra will be in attendance. As with September's White House conference, many new public-private partnership announcements are expected to be announced today. By the way, the International Fresh Produce Association will be represented by Alex DeNova of DNO Produce. He'll discuss IFPA's 8-point produce plan for a national nutrition strategy and push for expanding the fresh fruit and vegetable program to all low-income elementary, middle, and high schools. New bioeconomy report includes big goal, replacing 90% of today's plastics with bio-based feedstocks is among the goals in a White House report seeking to boost the nation's bioeconomy. The Office of Science and Technology Policy's report, prepared in coordination with USDA, the Energy Department, and other agencies, it also includes the bold objective of producing 3 billion gallons of sustainable aviation fuel within 7 years. That would achieve at least a 50% reduction in greenhouse gas life cycle emissions. The report says projects funded by USDA's $3.5 billion Partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities program should help accelerate research into, quote, climate smart feedstocks with reduced carbon intensity, including emerging feedstocks such as hemp and camellia, and feedstocks that are derived from agriculture waste, tree removal and wildfire fuel reductions, and co-products to support the circular economy. Lawmakers call for increased research funding. Three House members, Representatives Kim Schreier, Washington Democrat, Jill Takuda, a Democrat from Hawaii, and Mike Flood, a Nebraska Republican, are asking the House Agricultural Appropriations Subcommittee for increased investment in agricultural research. During a subcommittee member day session yesterday, Schreier asked for $500 million to support agriculture research infrastructure. She said the U.S. risks losing its competitiveness without adding funding to bolster universities. Takuda and Flood ask for funding directed toward projects in their states. Keep in mind, USDA research programs are largely funded through annual appropriation bills. However, the House and Senate Ag Committees are being pushed to mandate additional funding in the next Farm Bill. Finally, here's today's He Said It. As farms are starved of water, California sacrifices not just critical food production and jobs in agriculture, but the economic health of the entire regions of the state. That Western Growers President and CEO Dave Puglia endorsing a measure to set long-term water supply targets in California. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, March 24th. Brought to you by Robble AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.